Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm a local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune again each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a TV program entitled Searching the Scriptures. It airs from 8 to 8:30 on public access channel number 6 on your TV. We encourage you to give it a look. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find all these TV programs there, radio programs are there, and a host of other Bible-related material that will help you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our Bible study period and worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. It is our desire to help you see the need for God in your life and have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, that can begin here and would last throughout all eternity. Please, come and be with us. We're looking at sins of the tongue in our series on sin. We finished up last week talking about gossip. We want to begin today by talking about lying. Lying is an obvious abuse of the tongue, and as a matter of fact, it is the most common. It is telling a falsehood with the intent to deceive. That's what Satan did. When Eve told Satan that God said that they would die if they ate of the tree in that day, he said, you will not die. You will not surely die. Again, he was lying to her. He was trying to deceive her and did. In John 8, verse 44, you are of your father the devil, and desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning. It does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. For when he speaks a lie. He speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. You see, it has devastating effects, because it creates hardships on people. It caused Adam and Eve to be cast out of the Garden of Eden. In Genesis chapter 37, Jacob thought Joseph was dead because his brothers had deceived him. His other sons deceived him to think that Joseph had been killed when he had been sold into slavery. In Genesis 39, Joseph's in prison when a lie was told by Potiphar's wife. When she told Potiphar that he had tried to seduce her, that was a lie. It was her that was trying to do the seducing. And yet that lie caused him to be in prison for two long years. And we want to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10 through 12. It says, and among all unrighteousness, deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, and that they may all be condemned who did not believe the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Souls are lost for believing the lie. God doesn't want them to believe the lie, but if they don't love the truth, then they will believe the lie. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 14. Beginning in verse 11, it says, He himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wing of doctrine and by the trickery of men in cunning craftiness, deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ. It means that Christians are tempted to leave and cease to follow Jesus. We have people all over the place lying to us and telling us that God does say certain things, and God allows certain things, that in God's word certain practices are scriptural, yet they are lies because you cannot find them in there. And they are deceiving people, they are misleading them, and it's causing them to fall into sin and being separated from God. A lie is a lie. It doesn't matter the reason you tell it, but a lie has devastating consequence when it's not the truth. God hates lying, and all liars will be condemned to hell. It's one of the seven things that God hates. He hates those that lie. In Revelation 21, verse 8, said all liars will have their part in the lake of fire, which is the second death. all Christians are commanded by God to put this sin away. Therefore, put away lying. Let each one speak truth with his neighbor, for we are all members one of another. We need to always tell the truth. We need to be people who tell the truth, no matter the consequence that will come for a mistake or sin that we may have committed. It's not going to be better by lying about it. Lying about it compounds the sin. Deceiving people for whatever reason you might muster up in your mind is sin. It is sin, and it will always be sin. We must not lie. We must be people that use our tongues to speak truth. Flattery. Flattery is another misuse of the tongue. This is a cloak of covetousness that people hide behind. The motive behind this form of speech is self-interest, seeking favor to get what one desires or wants. It's not sincere. It's taking advantage of. David realized that his enemies used flattery in Psalms 5 and verse 9. Paul, who set the example for preachers, did not use flattery. He tells us that himself in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2 and verse number 4 through 6. Verse 4 through 6. But as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God who tests our hearts. For we neither at any time did we use flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness, God is our witness, nor did we seek the glory from men, either from you or from others, when we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. You see, they spoke truth. They didn't want men's glory. We need to not to seek the praise of men. If we seek the praise of men more than God, then we're no longer servants of God. Galatians 1 verse 10. People appreciate one who rebukes them and doesn't use flattery, but will say things that will help them, aid them, and keep them out of sin. Read Proverbs 28 verse 23. It is a concern for the souls that is shown above what is near. Everybody wants people to like them, but we need to be careful of people who use flattery to an extent to get us to like them because they may have other intention. Flattery is dangerous. You must be very careful. Another misuse of the tongue is profanity. It is a very common sin of the tongue in our day and time. To pollute or to defile. Profanity is a form of moral pollution. It's quite common in our society. One of the things that causes this sin to be hidden a lot is euphemism, such as using the word gosh or gee or darn. It's just another form of profanity by using something that's less offensive, but yet the intent is there. God says we should not do that. All of these are forms of unwholesome communication. We need to weigh our words carefully. Once out of our mouth, we can't get them back. Put our brain in gear before we engage our mouth. Flipping use of the Lord's name is profanity. We should never use God's name in a vain and useless and improper way. And we need to be very careful that we don't use God's name in a very casual way. That will lead us into profanity and will be displeasing to God. Vulgarity, that's a quality of being coarse or base in speech. It is expressed in jokes that are distasteful, obscene, and indecent. This would include innuendos that are suggestive of something ungodly. When Christians misuse his tongue in such a fashion, it shows ignorance, immaturity, and a total disregard for God's word. We need to be men and women that speak with clarity and truth and not deception. Backbiting. Backbiting is evil speaking, slander done in secret. One's intent is to hurt one's reputation, to hurt their good name. This term suggests evil speaking or malicious slander with intent to destroy the character of another person. According to Paul, it is a mark of a reprobate mind in Romans 1:28-30. It will usually provoke anger in the victim, Proverbs 25, verse 23. The backbiter will usually find himself alone. Such sin will be found out. Remember what Moses said so long ago. Be sure that your sin will find you out. A backbiter will be found out, and so we must avoid it. Tattling is so closely related to gossiping, it means to babble, talk nonsense about a person, no meaning, no reasoning. It is one reason why younger widows widow is refused permanent assistance from the church. 1 Timothy 5, verse 11 through 13. Going around telling tales about others is destructive. It's not harmless. It's not fun. And it's something that Christians should not be involved in. Careless teaching. Careless teaching is another thing that we better be careful that we do not do with our tongue. No thought given to what we are instructing. Teaching God's word must be taken seriously because our souls are at stake. Remember the words of James 3:1. A teacher must take heed to himself and to his teaching. Paul advised Timothy of that in 1 Timothy 4:16. We must speak as the oracles of God, and we do not twist them. We do not pervert them. We do not change them to fit what we want them to say. 1 Peter 4, verse 11. We are to use God's word in a proper way. We are to rightly divide it. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. We must keep our tongues from sinning. Sinning with our tongue is going to get us into trouble. And as we've looked at so far in this lesson, we've examined some very base ways of misusing the tongue through gossip, through lying, through flattery, through vulgarity, through profanity, backbiting, tattling, and careless teaching. All these will cause people to misuse their tongue and will lead them into sin. It will cause them to find that they are on the wrong side of things with God, and we will need His forgiveness. Next, we want to begin looking at this aspect that we will finish up next week, and that is that we must overcome the misuse of the tongue. As prevalent it is to misuse the tongue, we must learn to overcome the misuse of it and to use it in a way that's profitable and not unprofitable. When it says no man can tame the tongue that we read in James, is it impossible? No. But Jesus looked at them and said, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Mark 10:27. Man cannot do it without God's help. As James teaches us, the tongue is misused because it is filled with human wisdom, a wisdom that is demonic, central, self-seeking, and not from above. James 3, verse 16. In contrast, the wisdom that is from above is peaceable, pure, and full of mercy. James 3:16. Jesus said that no mouth speaks from that man speaks from his mouth the abundance of his heart. You can't think it and you can't speak it. Let me conclude this part in our study today by giving you this eternal truth. Man cannot think evil and cannot do evil until he thinks it. When he thinks it in his heart, then he will speak it. You know, you hear people say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. No, that's an incorrect statement. They meant, I didn't mean to expose what I was thinking. You can't say evil until you think evil. Excuse me. If you want to get your tongue under control, you've got to get your mind under control. You've got to make sure that you keep your mind in the proper place. When we think evil, we will speak evil. When we talk and think evil in our mind, it's going to come out in our words. And so if you want to not misuse your tongue, then you're going to have to get your mind under control and keep it in the realm of getting it according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh. If we don't control our mind, we will eventually lose control of our tongue. Thank you for listening today. We hope you tune in again next Lord's Day as we will continue and conclude the sins of the tongue. Have a blessed day.